This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley for your Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. Big plans?
No.
No?
No.
We'll be mud racing.
Mud racing. Of course you will. Mudding again.
Yep.
Where are you mudding this weekend?
At Guthrie.
They
do that for their fair, so.
I was going to say, I was just visiting with one of the youngsters up there the other day during our fair broadcast. Yeah. And she said one of the things that she really enjoys is the weekend entertainment, and mm-hmm. the mud rags were some of the things that she talked about.
Yeah.
So you get a good crowd for that one, I guess.
We do, yeah. Especially for that one with the fair going on. There's a lot of people that come over.
Excellent.
And it's nice because they have that big grandstand and
yeah.
we don't have to bring our tents and chairs and all that like we do some other ones.
Well, that's true.
And you're always shaded. So.
And your husband's got a lot of pressure on him now because
he
better win because he's got a winning streak going. He's got one in a row.
Yeah. Yeah, so he better keep it up.
He's pretty excited last week at Anita picking up the victory.
I have to maybe just tell him he owes me first place because I told him that. I'm like, you owe me a first place. And what do you know? He pulled through. And
it's about time.
Yeah. It's been a while. I think it was like, was it last year in Mount Air maybe he got first, but this is first one this year. So.
So when you in NASCAR when you win, you grab the flag, take a victory lap. What do you do in Mud Dragon? Do you take a victory lap or do you run the risk of getting stuck?
No victory lap. They just kind of run up to the grandstands and everybody hops out, gets their trophies and their paycheck.
Ooh, well, that's the important thing.
Yeah.
Trophies are nice. Give that to the kid. I'll take the paycheck, please. That'll be just fine.
Yep, it's always nice to see one of those.
It's not one of those big cartoon checks, right?
That would be cool, but no.
You're not like Happy Gilmore. You don't have a backseat full of these oversized giant cardboard checks.
No.
No. Okay. Well, that would be good because I don't know that the bank would accept those.
Probably not.
Have a tough time running those through the machines.
Yeah.
And you can't get them mailed either.
No.
Be too expensive.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, yeah, no, we don't really have any tremendous plans for the weekend. I know we're playing some golf and golf tournament, but otherwise, just kind of maxing and relaxing.
That's what it's about.
Taking it easy, yeah. I guess. Although I'll be working Monday, but so much for that. It's not a long weekend. It's just a weekend.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have a little bit of time anyway, so... You know, just even though Monday I'll be, working a little bit on the air, we still won't have the office open, so it mm-hmm. won't be like an all-day thing either. So, it's pull a few hours and then go home
call it a day.
Go back to bed.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
It's going to be a hot and humid weekend, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, whatever you're planning on doing this weekend, do it with that in mind if you're heading outdoors. It's been hot and muggy here the last few days. 90s, talking 90-degree temperatures again here over the weekend, so...
You're kind of not used to it after that one week we had.
We had almost a chilly week.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember being out on the golf course one night, and everybody brought jackets and sweatshirts. It's like, this is August, people. What are you doing?
Right.
But then, that's the way weather goes. I mean, people want to point a finger at this, that, and the other thing about trends and whatever, but there are no trends in weather. Weather does what weather wants to do.
What it wants to do, yeah.
And, weather just is what it is. So the fronts come, the fronts go, and... We just have to deal with it when they get here. So
just enjoy the good weather when we have it.
It's just kind of been nice that we haven't had to deal with severe weather here in a while.
No, we really haven't. It's been quite a while.
We've had some rain here and there, a few thunderstorms, but nothing severe really to speak of. And even some of those events that were coming through that they were warning us could be severe kind of turned out not to be.
Yeah.
So we've really been pretty fortunate here recently. And let's just keep that trend
going.
That's
nice.
A good streak
all
to keep
throughout
moving.
Winter.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck with that. Let me know how that works out.
Uh-huh.
Not real well, I'm guessing.
No.
All right. Well, I don't really have a lot of other things here in front of me. I know you've got a pretty complete list of some activities and things going on. You want to share?
Sure. Well, in Audubon, a free will donation breakfast fundraiser will be held for Red Saul to help in his fight with cancer. The breakfast will be held at the Red Barn starting at 7 a.m. Cake, pie, and cookie sale will also be held at that time, and everyone is invited to that. Exira's Mason's annual Labor Day breakfast will be held on September 6th. That is from 8:30 to 12:30, and that will be held at the Brayton Town Hall. They'll be serving up some sausage and eggs, pancakes, French toast, and it's all you can eat for a free will donation. And again, that's sponsored by the Exodus Masonic Lodge number 342, and it's their Exira Mason's annual Labor Day breakfast, September 6th, and that's from 8:30 to 12:30. In Brayton, it's the Brayton Card Party. It's on September 6th at 6:30 p.m. at the community building in Brayton, and you can bring a snack to share, and everyone is welcome. You can join the Lewistown and Country Boosters and the Pancake Man on September 7th for breakfast of pancakes and sausage, juice, and coffee. They'll be serving from 7:30 to 10:30 a.m. at the Lewis Community Center for a free will donation. Again, it's the Lewistown and Country Boosters in the Pancake Man on Monday, September 7th, for breakfast from 7:30 to 10:30 a.m. Produce in the Park is held every Thursday, and this coming Thursday it's from 4:30 to 6:30, as always, in the Atlantic City Park. And producers continue to bring veggies and fruits from all seasons. There's homemade pies, breads, rolls, and other goodies that will tempt you. And you can look for essential oil personal care products. Ann Wickman Child Development Center will be giving a food demonstration involving kids and their families. And also be pumpkins for decorating. Pat McCauley and her violin students will be entertaining shoppers. You don't want to miss out on fun and food at Produce in the Park Thursday night, 4:30 to 6:30 in the Atlantic City Park. The Guthrie County Extension and Outreach 4th Annual Cyhawk Tailgate Party is coming up September 11th. That is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and you can come out and help celebrate Iowa's biggest game and rivalry of the year. Whether you're a Cyclone fan or a Hawkeye fan, you can come out and enjoy grilled hot dogs, chips, cookies, and bottled water. And make sure to sport your favorite team's gear and register for an Iowa State University tailgate package. Again, it's the Guthrie County Extension and Outreach, their 4th annual Cyhawk Tailgate Party, September 11th, and that's from 11 to 1. A Red Cross blood drive is coming up in Exira on September 11th from noon to 6 at the Exira Rec Center. Also, the Splash Pad Committee is serving Maid Rites and chips for $3 on September 11th beginning at 6 p.m. outside of TJ's Poorhouse in Exira. And then they'll also be serving Maid Rites and beer brats, chips, and baked beans for $5 after the poker run at TJ's Poorhouse in Exira on September 12th beginning at 6 p.m. So two times to help the Splash Pad Committee, September 11th, outside of TJ's Poorhouse in Exira, starting at 6, and then again on Saturday, September 12th, also at 6, outside of TJ's Poorhouse. Now, the 33rd annual Carston's Farm Day is coming up. It's a big celebration, September 12th and 13th. From threshing to the sawmill, from the food to crafters and vendors, to the quilt show, car show, from the tractors and equipment to the historic memorabilia of the farm, there is something for everyone to enjoy. If you'd like to see the full list of events, you can visit carstonsfarm.com. Again, it's the 33rd annual Carston's Farm Day, September 12th and 13th. Brayton Legion Post 350's membership steak fry is on September 12th. That will be held at the Brayton Community Center from 5 to 7:30. You get your choice of steak or chopped dinner. It's $12 per person, and you get a free dinner to Post 350 members with paid dues, their 2016 dues, and dinner is open to the community, and new members are always welcome. You can come on out to the Brayton Legion Post 350 Membership Steak Fry, September 12th at the Brayton Community Center, and they'll be serving your choice of steak or chopped dinner from 5 to 7:30. On Sunday, September 13th, St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita's Chicken Dinners on September 13th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., they'll be serving Staley's chicken along with mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, homemade salads, and desserts, just $9 for adults, $4 for children 5 through 12, and then kids 4 and under are free. They can also give you a carryout available from 10:30 to 12:30, and they also do delivery to shut-ins only. You can call 762-3773 for that. Again, that's St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita, their chicken dinner on September 13th from 11 to 1. Also coming up in September throughout the month, it's Cass County Health System's low-cost community blood screenings for people ages 18 and over. It's during September in Atlantic, Anita, Griswold, and Messina. If you'd like an appointment for that, you can call 249-0667. And in Atlantic, it is from 7 to 9 a.m. on September 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th. Also the 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th, so lots of dates to choose from there. In Anita, at the Anita Medical Center, it's from 7 to 9 a.m. on Monday, September 28th. In Griswold, at the Medical Center, from 7 to 8 a.m. on Tuesday, September 29th. And then in Messina, at the Messina Medical Center, from 7 to 8 a.m. Wednesday, September 30th. And again, if you'd like to make an appointment for the Cass County Health System's low-cost community blood screenings, call 249-0667. Later on, towards the end of September, the Nathaniel Hamlin Park Fall Festival, September 20th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can visit historical museums, the one-room country school and blacksmith shop. There is a show and shine classic car show. There is limited space, so you need to pre-register for that by calling Mike Kuchel at 563-4708, and then you can also tour the 125-year-old county home. There's live music. You can feed the elk from the gazebo. There's a farmer's market, flea market, and crafts. Apple cider will be available for sale, and you can also watch it being made. A grilled pork dinner will be served along with scalloped potatoes, baked beans, coleslaw, rolls, pie, or dessert, and beverage. That's all for $10. They also have a kid's meal where they'll get a hot dog, drink, dessert, and chips for $4, and then serving for all of that begins at 11 a.m. Again, that's on September 20th. Admission to the public is $1 per person. Vendors are welcome. It's just $5 if you'd like to sell. And Nathaniel Hamlin Park is located 1 mile south of Audubon, and this is sponsored by the Audubon County Historical Society. Again, that's the Nathaniel Hamlin Park Fall Festival on Sunday, September 20th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Excellent. Yes. Very good. A few other things here, too, that I don't know if you mentioned these some of this stuff or not, but we've got some different activities and things going on around the area. But well, I guess you covered most of that stuff anyway, so I think we're good. Pretty complete operation you got
going on.
Yeah,
there's always lots of good things going on and good food.
Very good. There is one other thing, though, I did want to throw in here, though, too, is that, and we talked about this last week, but the Operation Relief program, it's an effort for folks to be able to plant some trees at reduced cost. The City of Atlantic, Cass County, and really anybody who's an Alliant Energy customer, because they're helping to foot the bill for part of the program, it has an opportunity to purchase trees that normally would retail between like $65 to $150 and buy them for only $25 to plant around your house. So if you're an Alliant Energy customer, you can purchase trees through the program. The trees will be 5 to 10 feet tall, container grown, and they're just hoping folks will place them in good areas to help reduce energy costs. That's why Alliant Energy is helping to foot the bill. So they have different types of trees, and you do need to get a hold of the folks with the Iowa DNR. They're helping to coordinate this program so that you can get yourself registered. You have to register now, and then the pickup will be on October 17th from 9 to 11 at the Cass County Fairgrounds here in Atlantic. There'll be a tree planting and care workshop also at 10 o'clock that morning as part of that effort. So I'll give you some ideas on how to plant them, where to plant them, those kinds of things, because oddly enough, most trees are planted improperly or in wrong places, even sometimes by professionals. And it just, you know, the trees don't last anywhere near as long. So don't do you any good, does
no.
it? All right, so that's the stuff we have for now. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with more here in just a moment.
A foot injury or chronic foot problem can make everyday life a lot tougher. Every step is painful. You don't feel like getting off the couch, putting on shoes, or living your life to the fullest. That's no way to live. That's why Cass County Health System is excited to welcome Dr. Roger Drown, a board-qualified podiatrist who joined the CCHS team on a full-time basis after caring for patients as a visiting specialist for 18 months. His practice includes outpatient and surgical care treatment of hammer toe, tendon repair, wound care, bunion removal, plantar fasciitis, and other podiatric needs. Dr. Drown can get you back on your feet and ready to dance the night away, or at least get you off the couch. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Drown, please call the CCMH Outpatient Clinics at 712-243-7590. Cass County Health System. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, we have some more things for you here this week. And you want to dive into birthdays? I know you got quite a few.
I do have quite a few. We'd like to wish happy birthday to Fern Curry. She's celebrating her 90th birthday, and they'll have an open house in her honor on Sunday, September 6th from 2 to 4 at the Lions Building in Exira. If you're unable to attend, go ahead and send her a birthday card. You can send that to her at P.O. Box 173, Exira 50076. Happy 90th birthday to Fern Curry, celebrating with an open house on Sunday, September 6th from 2 to 4 at the Lions Building in Exira. If you can't make it, send her a card. P.O. Box 173 in Exira, 50076. Happy birthday to Pearl Campbell, celebrating her 90th birthday of Atlantic, and they're having a party in her honor at the Zion Lutheran Church on September 12th from 2 to 4. So a happy birthday to Pearl Campbell, celebrating her 90th birthday on September 11th, and they'll have a party for her at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic on September 12th from 2 to 4. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Keith Heelson, celebrating his birthday on September 7th. Also to Ed Matteson, celebrating his birthday on September 8th. Happy birthday to Danny Lyman, celebrating his birthday on September 10th. And also happy birthday to Patricia Boner, celebrating her birthday on September 12th. So happy birthday to everyone there at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn.
Very good. Yeah. I don't have any anniversaries sitting here in front of me, but I can throw one in.
Okay.
Can I just wish my folks a happy anniversary?
Of course.
Let's see. It would be their 1, 2, 3. It'd be their 53rd anniversary.
Wow.
So that would been September 8th. It's a week plus one. September 8th.
Very good.
So happy anniversary to my mom and dad.
Yeah.
I don't think they're listening here from all the way over there in Dubuque, but wish them a happy
birthday.
A happy anniversary anyway.
Exactly.
Just covering my bases.
Yeah. Just in case.
Just in case. That's right. You know, we kind of glossed over the whole Labor Day holiday thing. Labor Day is it's a day set aside to celebrate the American worker. So, as I said, it's kind of a strange holiday. We celebrate work by not working, but, not everybody gets
the day off. I think
everybody
will take that.
So, yeah, I'm not sure too many people are going to argue about it and say, it's the right thing to do to work on Workers' Day. So, they've been celebrating Labor Day ever since September 5th of 1882. You know who founded Labor Day?
A smart man.
Oh, boy. Well, neither does anybody else, really. It's kind of in question. Some records point to a union guy named Peter J. McGuire, who was a general secretary of the Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners and the co-founder of the American Federation of Labor. He reportedly wanted a day to honor those who, from rude nature, have delved and carved all the grandeur that we behold. The American worker, in other words. But recent research also points to a fellow named Matthew McGuire, a machinist and secretary of a local International Association of Machinists in New Jersey, who proposed the holiday in 1882. A picnic and demonstration was reportedly planned to celebrate.
Hmm.
So, not really sure, for example, which one it was, but we do know it was a Mr. McGuire.
Hey, that works.
It was either Matthew McGuire or Peter McGuire, one or the other. But it was one of those McGuire fellows that did that.
Well, thank you, Mr. McGuire.
Yeah, it received its first official recognition by local governments in 1885 and 1886, and it worked its way up through the state legislatures, and it was officially recognized by Congress in 1894. And do you know who the first country was to have Labor Day?
Mm-mm.
Not us.
Really?
It's Canada. The Canadians. I didn't even know they were a country. Canadians, for crying out loud. Yeah, they did it in like 10 years before we did.
Mm.
And also, you've heard the saying, you can't wear white after Labor Day?
Yeah.
Do you? You pay much attention?
No, I don't.
You're such a fashion plate. Do you pay attention to those things?
Not at all.
Not so much? Okay. Well, in polite society...
high class.
We're supposed to pay attention to those things, I guess. Hoity-toity.
Hmm.
But anyway, yeah, we've all heard the old school etiquette rule about not wearing white after Labor Day. Where'd that come from, though? Well, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Because that's what I do here. I tell you all these things to educate you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, anything I can do to help, keep broadening your horizons.
Learn something new every day.
Well, they say that Time Magazine had an article that posted that it had to do with the well-heeled wearing white during their summer vacations.
Mm.
I said the hoity-toity, the well-heeled. They used to wear white during their summer vacations when they'd go to the Hamptons.
Oh, gosh.
Or wherever else they would go.
I'm getting an image in my head.
Oh, boy. Not a good one either, I'm sure. So they'd wear white during their summer vacations. And then when they came home, to the beginning of the fall, they'd change back to dark clothes. They'd pack all their white stuff away and change into dark clothes because, way back in the day, they returned to a sooty and dusty city.
Mm.
When you're out at the Hamptons.
It's just so clean and proper.
Oh, everything was, absolutely. You're on vacation. But then when you get back to the city, well, it was a little different than it is today.
A little depressing is what they're kind of making it sound like.
Yeah, well, whatever. Yes, that's living back then.
Yeah.
But so they didn't want to get all their good stuff, all their good cotton clothing dirty. So.
No, we don't want that.
No. I don't know why they didn't just leave it at the Hamptons or wherever it was they were going.
Jeez. The Hamptons.
We're not hoity-toity.
No, not at all.
Anyway, that's
hence
where
the mud races.
Yeah,
so
that's
definitely
right.
So I shouldn't wear white.
You definitely don't wear white to the mud drags. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've got another thing here that I was kind of found that was funny. Somebody shared this with me the other day, and I thought, okay, I'll play on this. That's all right. And I used this the other morning on the air, and I know you were chasing your children around. You didn't have a chance to see it, but because I joked about it the other day, you came in and you said, hey, I've got to take Brianna to a doctor's appointment for her ears.
Mm-hmm.
And I made the comment. I said, are you going to scratch your ear?
Yeah, I had no idea what you're talking
about. And you had
no
idea what I was talking
no.
about. Well, here's the answer.
Okay.
I told you, you had to wait until
yes.
the weekend because you'd find out, and it's the very first thing. These are facts that sound like huge lies.
Okay.
These are actual facts that just sound so outrageous that you can't believe they're true, but they are
true. But they are. Okay.
Yeah. And the very first one on the list has to do with what I just said.
Yeah.
If you put your finger in your ear and scratch, it sounds just like Pac-Man.
Like Pac-Man?
Yeah. You remember the old
now
Pac-Man
I
game?
Do it.
I know. That's what I was going to say. Now, listen, everybody's reaching up to...
Yeah.
I've got a headset on. I can't do it. But if you put your finger right near the...
It's eating. Yeah.
Yeah. Right near the ear canal and just not in it, but just right near it and then scratch up and down. It sounds like Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Wah, 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 wah. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of a thing. And I didn't do that very well. But yeah. So there you go. Strange but true facts.
Strange but true.
I wonder if that's where they got the sound for Pac-Man.
Can you imagine them trying to record that?
No, I can't. You know, you ever looked at your zipper? The little...
I guess just enough to zip it.
Okay. You ever notice it has the letters YKK on it?
No, I have not looked that
close. The little tab on your zipper, it usually has YKK. And some people look at it and think, I wonder what that stands for. Well, because a zipper, the little flap on the zipper, it's tiny.
Right.
YKK fits. What doesn't fit is Yoshida Kogyo Kabusha Kegeshi.
Oh, they can't squeeze that in there?
No, he's the founder of the company who
makes
those things. Hmm. So that's kind of what they use for their logo. They couldn't fit his name on there, so they just shorten it up. That's why it's there. You know, the continent of Africa, you know where it's located on the globe. Which United States state do you think is closest? Listen to the silence.
Texas or Florida? Am I way off?
Well, most people would just immediately go right to it. Say, well, Florida, of course. No, it's Maine.
Really?
Is the closest.
Huh.
Yeah. Well,
I'm trying to picture the globe, and I don't know.
Remember, Africa goes way further north than you really think it does. You know, up near the Mediterranean Sea.
Picture it down.
So, yeah. Well, down, it's further away from the United States because it bubbles back underneath, and so down there. But the closest state is Maine. Mm. Most people wouldn't think that. Oh, let's see. Did you know that Cleopatra, when you think of Cleopatra, you think of a long time ago. Cleopatra lived closer to the invention of the iPhone than she did to the building of the Great Pyramid.
Really?
Now, you think of Cleopatra living in pyramid times.
Yeah.
But she actually lived closer to the time of the iPhone than the pyramid, the Great Pyramid.
Never
the
would have guessed that.
Do you know the country of Russia has a larger surface area than the planet or former planet Pluto?
Whoa.
Saudi Arabia. When you think of Saudi Arabia, what do you think of?
Sand.
And?
Oil.
Well, that too. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. But what do they usually travel on?
Camel.
Yeah, you think camels, right? Well, they import them from Australia.
Really?
Yeah. They actually do. The toy Barbie. Mm-hmm. You had a Barbie doll when you were a kid, didn't you?
Oh, a few.
A few. You know Barbie has a real name, a full name?
Hmm.
Do you know what it is?
Barbara?
Well, that's a good start. That's a third of it. Barbara Millicent Roberts is her actual name. Woody from Toy Story.
Yeah.
He has a full name, too.
I don't remember that one at all.
Woody Pride. Pride is his last name. Mr. Clean?
Yeah.
He has a full name. Clean is actually his last name. That's why they call him
Mr. Clean. Yeah.
His first name is Veritably.
Oh, geez.
Veritably Clean. You know? Cookie Monster actually has a real name, too.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Nope.
Sid.
Sid. Hey, you know, keep it plain and simple, I guess.
Cookie Monster, usually you give people other names because they're shorter.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of Sid, you go with Cookie Monster. That's even longer.
Yeah.
I don't get that part of it. A blue whale.
Mm-hmm.
The heart of a blue whale is so big that a human being can swim through his arteries.
Wow.
That's a big, big living thing, isn't it? You know, we endured Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. Did you watch any of that?
Nope.
Okay. And they actually had Shark Weekend
here
not too long ago. But, you know, you watch all that stuff and you get to thinking that, like, every third human comes close to being eaten by sharks, you know, by the time you watch all this stuff. Did you know that vending machines are twice as likely to kill you than a shark?
That's a little scary thought.
Which tells us how much soda pop we go to drink, doesn't it? Home Alone. You remember the movie Home Alone?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think of that as being just the other day. Home Alone was actually released, its release date was actually closer to the moon landing than it was to today. That's how long ago Home Alone is and how much time has disappeared.
He just aged me a bunch.
Nursery rhymes. Humpty Dumpty.
Sat
You're familiar
wall.
With Humpty Dumpty?
Yeah.
Yep. He didn't sit for very long, though. You know, we always picture Humpty Dumpty as an egg.
Yeah.
Nowhere in that nursery rhyme does it mention that he's an egg. Yet everyone has this
that
image.
That is true. I wonder why that is.
Of him being an egg. Kind of funny, isn't it? Let's see here. What else do we have? Betty White. You know Betty White.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's actually older than sliced bread.
Really?
You've heard people say that before.
Yeah.
But she is.
Huh.
Sliced bread was invented after she was born. Oh, let's see. Where else are we? A strawberry. You like strawberries, don't
Love
you?
Love them, yeah.
Strawberry. Do you know it's not actually a berry?
The fruit?
But if you want to eat a berry, a banana is a berry.
Really?
Go figure that.
That's just not right.
Maybe that's why they do banana, strawberry stuff, you know. Avocados and watermelon, those are berries also, actually. They're part of the berry family.
Huh.
Go figure that. Let's see here. What else do we have that's kind of fun? Oh, flamingos. How about the pink flamingos?
Yeah.
You've seen the pink flamingos out there, those fake ones.
Oh, in the yards?
In people's yards, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there are more fake flamingos in the world than real flamingos.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's change that.
The company Nintendo. When you think of Nintendo, what do you think of?
Nintendo.
Video
Super
games,
Nintendo, yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how long do you think they've been around?
Ooh, mid-80s.
Well, you're kind of right. They were founded in 1889.
Whoa.
So it'd be the late 80s, but 100 years earlier than you thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it was founded as a trading card company. So they've been around a lot longer than you thought.
Yeah.
They've just kind of changed direction. Let's see. What else do we have here that's kind of interesting? John Tyler, the 10th president of the United States. That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
He has a grandson who's actually still alive.
Really?
He had his youngest child he had very late in life. And then his last child, actually had a child very late in life. So, and that's the one who's still alive. Yeah. Let's see. Did you know that, Will Smith, the actor Will Smith?
Yeah.
You remember him in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, that
yes.
TV show, the goofy TV show?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is now older than Uncle Phil was at the beginning of The Fresh
really?
Prince of Bel-Air.
Huh.
Remember how old you thought Uncle Phil was?
Yeah,
well, there we go. How time flies, huh? And, you know, Pluto. We mentioned Pluto mm-hmm. earlier, the former planet Pluto.
Yeah, whatever.
Now it's just a floating ball out there, I guess. You know, from the time that it was discovered until it was actually declassified as a planet, it's never made a full trip around the sun yet.
Really?
From the time we first found it till the time it was declassified.
Huh.
Takes a long time for that one to get around the sun, doesn't it? Oh, let me see. What else do... Oh, okay. You know how sometimes we talk about some things that are... in the federal government, they talk about trillions of dollars. And we all scratch our heads and have a hard time imagining how many zeros are in trillions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here, let's take a different tact here. A second, you know how long a second is. 1,000 seconds is about 16 minutes. 1,000,000 seconds is about 11 days. 1,000,000,000 seconds is about 32 years. 1,000,000,000 seconds, that's about 32,000 years.
Whoa.
1,000,000,000,000's a lot, is what we're trying to say. So that's how that rolls.
It's
anyway.
A big jump.
And here's one, if you've ever gone to a picnic and wondered where all the ants came from, here's the answer. For every human being on Earth, there are approximately 1.6 million ants.
Ugh.
The total weight of all of those ants, and you know how much an ant weighs,
nothing.
Almost nothing. The total weight of all of those ants is approximately the same as the total weight of all the humans that live on the planet Earth.
Wow.
That's why there are all. That's why there are always
now
so many ants.
It's all over.
At the no kidding. And let me see here. One more I want to throw in at you because this is odd too. The probability of you drinking a glass of water that contains a molecule of water that actually passed through a dinosaur is almost 100%.
Really?
Well, it all cycles back around. So there's
your
connection to dinosaurs.
So I can tell why he's drinking. Dinosaur water.
That's right.
He would love that.
He'd love that. See, you don't need 6 degrees of separation. We can just do it all at once, just like
there
that.
There you go.
That's how it works. Anyway, some fun facts.
Yeah.
Isn't it all true? Go figure that. Some of those sounds just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the time we have for you here this Labor Day weekend. Hope you have a great weekend with family and friends. It's the last blast of the summer season, I guess. That's all we can do.
It makes me just think winter is right around the corner.
I know, and it is. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linford.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.